Today, we're going to take time to visit with Sergeant Ryan Palmer, Boone Police Department. Good to have you back.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
Here we are getting ready for, well, all kinds of things going on.
Yeah.
We have Halloween coming up, and it is our traditional kickoff for Shop with a Cop. And next week, literally a week,
yeah,
on the 23rd, so a little bit earlier this year.
Yeah, we just came off of a busy time of year with Puffer and Super Nationals and got a week or two of a break, and now we're gearing back up for some cool events.
Through our homecoming in there, and
yeah,
again, occasionally you get a few calls about that.
Yeah.
Toilet papers, yeah.
There's lots of toilet paper around, some rowdy kids, but we're working through some of that.
Mostly pretty good, but does a lot of this, does it go back to our school resource officer? Does he?
Yeah, he's doing good looking into a few things. Like I said, there was some rowdy kids making some poor choices, but Officer Smith is really working to reach out to those kids and have some conversation with them.
Okay. I know that because we always touch on different scams and things that are showing up, and one of them, I think somebody spoofed the sheriff's department number.
I did not hear about that. You'll have to tell me about that.
I think it was theirs that was spoofed. I've seen Des Moines or Polk,
yeah,
County spoofed before and stuff like that. But you missed jury duty and you got to pay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's always that scam. Again, yeah. And I've said this before. If you think something seems weird, call us, let us know. We'll talk you through it and have some conversation and get to the bottom of it.
I think those that are aware call you right away to say, they're doing this.
Yeah.
And that's true. They do.
So, yeah.
And there's a lot. One of the new ones I've seen, people spoofing candidates and texting. And
yeah, I actually get a lot of those as well. People trying to scam me out of different things. And yeah,
just click on our link and give us money.
Huh? Yeah, it's that easy.
So, and folks, yeah, if you don't know, delete.
Yeah.
Get help. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. Trunk or Treat, again, our traditional kickoff and it's worked out really good. This year, I think downtown Boone Main Street is actually facilitating, and probably the biggest thing is if Mother Nature cooperates, it is there's a lot of people.
It's a really cool event, and you're right. Mother Nature can be different. Some years it's freezing cold. I don't know if I've seen the rain yet, but I'm sure it's been, this is my 15th year of participating with this, and it's a really cool event. Hundreds and hundreds of kids come out, parents come out, lots of different stores open up, lots of different trunks open up, passing out candy, and it's just a really neat event. We do use it also as a little bit of a fundraiser. We'll have some pigs out there. We'll be collecting money for Shop with a Cop while you're out there, so if that's something that you're wanting to do, help out financially with that, feel free to find one of the officers out there and make your donation that way.
We already have some of the collection points out there, so let's talk a little bit about it because you are going a little more high tech
here. Yeah.
Well, we've had the piggy banks that have been out in a lot of places, and I think a couple of them just have regular jars.
Yeah, the paint cans that have a little bit bigger opening.
Yeah.
It's easier to get money in there.
And for you guys to get it out and take it to the bank and stuff. But so we're already have that going on in a lot of places. But the new thing is we got some QR codes out there and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people like to use online technology like Venmo and PayPal. So we've created some flyers that are out and about. I just saw one yesterday. I was out eating ice cream at the Stone Path. They have one hanging in their window. So you can scan one of those QR codes, give digitally, which is just an easy, clean way to give to the program as well.
You still have groups and organizations that do some fundraisers, and they like to get the big check.
Yes.
That's good. We like to have them do that and get the pictures, too.
Yeah, every year we're doing a handful of pictures as well. So if that's something you want for documentation, come on in. We'll find some officers to stand there and smile with you.
The big thing, success of Shop with a Cop really goes with your community support.
Yeah, we could not do this program without the volunteer hours of the community, the financial aspect of the community, the businesses that donate. This program, we spend over $14,000 every year, closer to $15,000 every year on this program. And over 14 is just on the children themselves. So again, we couldn't do this without the financial cooperation, the generosity of a lot of different components.
And I know a lot of people want to remember and let them know it is the association that really does this.
Yeah, the Boone Police Association.
You pick this up, and You get a lot of people to come out to help, and you put out the word, and people come from all over. You've had a lot of people come and kind of see how you do it so they can do it. And I don't know if there's too many that do it at the scale Boone has done.
Sure. Yeah, I think in Iowa, Boone, for our size, is one of the largest, if not the largest. Last I knew, Cedar Rapids was fairly large as well, but that's a lot larger community. For a town of whatever we're at, 13,000 or higher than 13,000, whatever it is, serving 110 kids at $125 each is a really cool program to be a part of.
So we'll have, again, the Trunk or Treat going on downtown. Yeah. So come on out.
Yes.
And again, that's going to be on Thursday the 13th, 5 to 7. I know police department, fire department, you guys kind of get right in the kind of the middle
right in the
of
middle.
Eighth and Story and
yeah.
right in that area. But we've had a lot of people in the past really turn out to be a part of it. And really what really helps is getting all the different groups and entities that sign up to be a part
yeah.
of it as well.
Yeah.
So, well, we also, of course, will have another fundraiser after this. You always have a chili feed working with Hy-Vee.
Yeah, Hy-Vee is awesome to work with. They donate the chili. It's $4 a bowl, and that's all you can eat. You can do to-go bowls. We started that during COVID, but mm-hmm. that's a huge thing people like to do. Again, $4, all you can eat. We'll serve it to you. We'll help you out. And all of the money, every dime of it, goes back into Shop of the Cop.
So, and again, I know I've seen and been part of just come in, sit down and have chili down there at the at Hy-Vee. And then
yeah.
All these proceeds will go towards Shop with a Cop.
Yeah.
And it's good because there's some of you guys that might make chili that I don't know. Some people might be a little hot. We'll see. Anyway, it's Hy-Vee's chili. So they,
yeah,
they do the work
good.
On it. Once again, that's going to be coming up when on that Thursday the 6th?
Yep, November 6th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m.
We'll keep remind them later, too. Well, let's talk a little bit about getting people signed up for it. And again, this is part of the information coming in. I know schools have and teachers have always passed along names before. I'm pretty sure Chase gets lists.
Yes.
And again, just people that think they might need, but we also take open nominations as well. And again, you want people to understand, if you think there's somebody that is deserving and would benefit by having being a participant in Shop with the Cop, get their name in.
Yeah. Yeah. Any child that we take has to be nominated. And maybe that's something a lot of people don't understand. I don't know. In years past, we've had a good handful of applications. The last couple of years, that's tapered down a little bit. So we're always trying to encourage people, if you know somebody in need, in financial need or whatever it is, nominate them so that we at least have their name and we can go through those and look at those. But yeah, the schools, the teachers who have close relationships with some of these kids, they're always good at nominating. Grandparents often nominate. Parents sometimes mm-hmm. will nominate other families. But we have to have those nomination forms. So don't hesitate on filling those out.
Easy way to get one? Stop by the police
department. Yeah, right at the police department. Come in, chat with us. They're at the front desk. If you want to talk to an officer about the program, we'll be happy to make that available mm-hmm. or just pick up the application from the front desk.
Easy enough to do, not hard to fill out, and no. Then turn it back in.
Yeah.
So make sure it gets in.
Yep.
And kind of have a deadline for the nominations.
Yeah, November 10th. And some might say that seems a little early. There's a lot of work that goes into planning this.
We always used to say like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
By Thanksgiving. But that doesn't give you a lot of time between...
Right. Getting all the resources up and going, all the plans that go into this event. I mean, we'll have well over 400 people at this event. So managing all of that takes a lot of time. So November 10th is the deadline for those nominations.
So I'm looking at... So Thanksgiving this year is end. That's late. Or is it? Okay. Well, it's going to be... That would be a tight fit to get everything in. So,
yeah.
Well, we'll be okay. Get it in by the 10th.
Yep.
Easy to do. And again, you can do that down at the police department. There's no online for it yet, but basically just come in and get the form.
Correct. Yep. Stop in. If you're in the schools, we can probably provide Officer Smith with some of those. If you find mm-hmm. him and ask for one of those, you can probably grab one from him as well.
Okay. So, and then get that in. Then then you guys have to sit down and go through these.
Yes. So we meet as an association, go through all of them. We really like to give, especially kids who it's their first time, we want to give them some priority. Mm-hmm. So we go through and try and reflect on who's been through the program before. Ultimately, we want to include as many people as possible. The donations over the years have been extra generous, so that's why we have 110 kids. That we've had years before where we have 120 kids. So we'll take as many as we can, depending on the funds. But yeah, we really try and give priority to the children who have not been in the program before.
Okay. The once you get that list together, then our Shop with a Cop is coming up December?
December 11th.
December 11th.
Yep. What? December 11th.
See? Two months.
We're getting there.
That's how fast it goes for you, right? Only 2 months. Basically, the process start out at the community building at the fairgrounds?
Yes. It's changed again over the years, but yeah, we'll start out at the community building, have a little bit of a meal. Mm-hmm. I think it's been pizza every year, and that's what we're going for again this year. So it gives us a chance to really sit and enjoy some time with the family, get to know each other a little bit. And then we actually bus everyone down to Walmart, and that's where they do all of their shopping. The officers will go with them and just, again, continue that interaction, continue building those relationships, and just have a good evening together. Then we actually go back to the community building where we get to wrap the presents, spend some more time together, enjoy some cookies, just have a really good night of relationship building, some community building, and just really sending them off to hopefully Christmas isn't sure. about the gifts, but enjoy Christmas and some gifts.
You do have the guidelines of what they can spend money on.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. So for those that are wondering, yes, it's not going to go buy
No,
toys.
It's not willy-nilly. They have to actually spend some money on personal necessities, hats, boots, toys, clothing, those types of things, some educational necessities, whatever it is. They do get to buy some toys. Every child wants toys, but we really make sure that they're getting necessities with the money as well.
So, and do you still have a thing, got to get something for mom?
Yes. The heart of giving, yes. We really try and emphasize that as well. If they want to spend money on parents or siblings, yeah, we will work hard. Last year, I think one of the families that I took, we sent the parents off. I said, if you're okay with it, you trust your kids with me, we're gonna go find a gift for your parent. And we made the parent wait somewhere while we went and found a gift
they
for the parent.
They can go shop some other part.
Yeah.
Go in the paint section.
Yeah.
Like
it was really cool, though. The kids got really excited about finding a gift for their parent and the heart that goes into that.
Yeah. So, again, it's fun to do. And now let's talk a little bit about people coming in to volunteer to help, because that's the other part. When you wrap and things like that, that takes a lot.
Yes, it does. Or serving the food. Yeah. We have a lot of volunteers throughout the year. We even get, I'm trying to remember if last year we had it, in years past, we've had DMAC students who have come and help, and we call them elves. They'll come down and help shop with us to just kind of corral. You get 110 kids in there and their families, and it gets crazy. So try and help corral people. But yeah, if you're interested in volunteering, whether that's wrapping, serving food, just coming and loving on the kids, building relationships with them, get a hold of us. We'll add your name to the list, and we'll work to see if we can get that scheduled.
And again, getting the elves to help. Again, we've had different groups. We've had some of the students from high school have volunteered in the past to help. Again, DMAC, we know
that. Boy Scouts have helped.
So you get those, and that helps immensely.
Oh, tremendously. Yeah, again, we couldn't do this. We have an 17-man department. We could not run this program without the generosity of the heavy weight carrying of individuals.
So it takes help. Sometimes it can be like herding cats out there.
It is.
It gets a little busy. If people want to volunteer, and I know there are certain groups that make it a point to volunteer, and we're coming to wrap and things like that, but is there a way, do they just contact? Who do they contact, or what do they do?
Yeah. You can always contact myself if my name's the one that, for those listeners who hear me once a month, if my name comes to mind, shoot me an email.
Okay.
But otherwise, the officer who's in charge of planning this is Officer Sherrard.
Okay.
You stop in and ask for his information or just email him or however we want to get in contact with him. But
if you happen to see an officer, don't try to get him to stop you or anything, but if you know or see them around, you could also just mention to them passing. Or, you know, I would like to make a donation. What's the best way to do it? You know, things like that.
Yeah. So. And feel free to always stop in. We'll be happy to chat with you. Okay.
So that's going on. We're going to review a lot of this here in a bit, too.
It's a lot of information, a lot of dates.
There's a lot of things to remember, but it is really, literally, a couple of months away now.
It is, and it'll come fast.
It'll be here. Hope the weather cooperates with us. We'll be doing good. Again, we've been talking with Sergeant Ryan Palmer of the Boone Police Department again about the trunk or treat coming up in Shop with a Cop. That's going to be happening too. Once we get, got to talk about it because people are going to say, why didn't you say something about, once we get to the weather time and snow, again, you guys have to go around and say, there's somebody parked on the street.
The lovely snow ordinance.
It will be. But folks, it's been around for a long time now.
Yeah.
Really, it's been several years. Is very efficient for public works, getting the streets plowed out. You don't have to worry about that. But one of the things is, if we hit that, if the snow ordinance is in effect, then you have to go out and start making sure the streets are clear.
Yeah, and it's, I can see where people, where it's an annoyance to people. I get that, especially people who, where the houses are close by, they don't have a place to park other than the street, big families. I get that. But what we don't want to see happen is being able to not clear the road so our emergency service can't get to you when you need help. Your house is on fire, you have a medical situation. We need to be able to get those vehicles in there, and the snow ordinance really helps with that kind of stuff.
It clears, again, lets them clear the streets pretty quickly.
Yes.
And, you know, it's proven to be pretty beneficial. The downside is, no, they don't make money on giving you tickets.
No.
The tow is expensive.
Yes.
So that's why you want to try to avoid that. That's
yeah.
And I do know that the way the code is, or the way that you've set up the parking on this off the street, if they can get it into the yard, you permit that.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the complaints I hear is, well, we just didn't know about it. So next week or next month, we'll work to bring some information on how you can be notified of that. It's the listeners today probably aren't the ones who aren't notified, because Jim, I know you do a good job of notifying. So if you're listening today, talk to your friends and say, hey, listen next month, because they're going to share some information on how you can be notified for these.
Talk to how you get signed up for Nixle and all that.
Super easy.
Yep. It is not hard at all. And or just knowing different places where it's going to show up.
Yeah.
So again, it's coming. We know it's coming. Plan for it. I was going to say there's a couple. I know I was also going to ask you. You guys do have a program, too, because more and more people are getting Ring doorbells and things like that. And you'd like to know if they're willing to share video when it happens.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. A lot of people these days have cameras on their house. It's an awesome tool for us to use when there's crime in the area, small or large crime. And you can actually register with us. It's just your address. We don't have access to your cameras. We're not tapping into them. By you calling us and saying, hey, I have cameras, I want you to put my address on the list. When we have crime in your area, we can just go to that list and we can say, hey, this address is in this area, they have cameras. Now we'll send an officer to come talk with you. You have to give us permission to view your camera, whatever it is. Yeah. Again, we don't have access to your cameras. The only thing we have is your address to say, hey, let's send an officer here to try and obtain some information on what they may have seen or what the cameras may have captured. So if you have cameras and you want your address listed on us, it's a huge help to us. Just call us and notify us of that.
Easy enough to do. And no, don't call 911 to get on the list. That's not the way. But
no.
Or stop by the PD.
Yeah.
Because we got the.
Yeah, and we'll just put your address right on the list and it'll be helpful for us.
All right. Shop with a Cop coming up. We're a couple of months away. Let's go first with the first things first here. We do have Shop with a Cop next week.
Not Shop with a Cop next week.
Not Shop with a Cop, but Trunk or Treat.
That was a test, right?
Yes, it was.
October 23rd, Trunk or Treat.
Okay. And once again, that kind of kicks off some of our fundraising opportunities for shopping.
Come out and celebrate with the community. Wear your craziest costume.
Yes, be there. And if you are one of those that want to be a part of the Trunk or Treat, get a hold of the downtown Boone Main Street and We'll fill up the street.
Yeah.
Guys, filled up. It's been amazing when they get going there.
Yeah.
Chili Feed fundraiser, that'll be in November.
November 6th. Come hungry, and we'll feed you as much chili as we can.
We are taking nominations.
Yes.
Nominations for children to be a part of this. Deadline for that is November 10th.
Yep. And again, grab those donations by coming in. We'll give you the form. You can fill it out there. You can take it home, get it turned back into us, and we'll get that child hopefully enrolled in the program.
And if you want to participate and volunteer, once again, get a hold of somebody.
Yeah, just reach out. We'll be happy to. Any officer can connect you with Officer Sherrard or myself. We'll really work to get you in that program.
Is it easier for most people? Because I know, don't call 911 for this, but just to come in to the office when there's open?
Yeah, that can be easiest. If you have the time, just stop in over lunch throughout the day. We're open 8 to 5.
Yeah.
Just stop in and ask to speak with an officer about Shop of the Cop.
Okay. And you might have to ring the bell, but
careful how many times you ring it. But yes, feel free to ring it.
But and someone will come in and help you out. And the nomination's the big one. And if you wish to volunteer too, do you still get people that drive through the bank? I think it's Vision Bank is where you have your account and just drive by and make it say donation for Shop with a Cop.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. We do have people who do that, and that's perfectly fine. It just, the check needs to be made out to Shop with a Cop. Vision Bank is the ones downtown, the ones who handle that. They'll be able to get that in the right account.
And once again, if you're into PayPal, Venmo,
yep,
we have
those flyers are in stores posted all over the community.
Sergeant Ryan Palmer, our guest on our program today. Thanks for taking time to come
Thank you,
get
Jim.
Us updated on this. And once again, stop by the PD and see what they're doing.
Come see us.